Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of We're Living on the Trend, courtesy of Johnny Davis. I think that's what we were going for, is Living on the Edge by, sure.
We're living on the edge.
Anyways, hey, I'm Jack, and you are Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's plenty.
All right, nailed it
for today.
All right, buy tickets to the live show August 25th, Wednesday. Go to momenthouse.com/thedailyzeitgeist. Check out Chris Crofton, the whole crew, Anna, Jack, me. Jack will dance. Okay,
I will
he's
dance.
Saying Jack will be dancing.
I will so dance will like I that. Did in the year 2000, which is Woo. Going to be cool.
Pretty aggressively. He was skanking hardcore.
Was skanking
he elbowed
hard,
a teacher.
Baby.
He elbowed a chaperone at a dance because he was skanking so hard. Yeah, come through.
Anyways, we are living on the trend, and here are some of the things that are trending. We talk a little bit more about this on tomorrow's episode, but Library of Congress was trending because a dude basically like live streamed his finger being on a detonator, live streamed his like hostage negotiations, and it was a mess. But one thing that we didn't get into, that there's cash all over the ground.
Yeah.
And apparently he threw out $3,000 in ones. But then he's threatening. It just seems like that's at cross purposes with also having your finger on a detonator.
The whole thing is weird because he's like, I'll do it, but I don't want to die and I don't want to hurt people. But if I have to, it's almost like
it wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it caused a lot of panic.
OnlyFans is trending because they are banning sexually explicit content. This reminds me of when Playboy like banned.
Hey, yeah, that's when I was there. I was there when we went non-nude.
Idea, right?
Yeah, I said, look, Hef. I said, listen to me. You awake? And then his nurse was like, please. He hasn't been conscious in days. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's 900,000 years old. No, so the deal is they're essentially, they've been having a lot of problems raising new funding for the company. Mm-hmm. And because they say apparently investors are either cautious that it might be doing potentially hosting content that would contain minors, Or some investors have mandates where like they're banned, like prohibited from investing in adult content, that they are switching it up to do that. I don't know how that makes sense.
Isn't that kind of what they built their entire business model around?
Yes. And then, and a lot of people who like sex workers were finding like legit ways to bring in money and things like that, that they're just switching it up. It seems just completely counterintuitive. And that's why many jokes are like, okay, well, I guess Patreon's where it's at. Or like, have they not heard of Tumblr? That there's all kinds of, I don't know. This is where they're at though. They want to make more money. They need more funding. But to do that, they have to completely change what they do.
Right. Because growth is the only thing that matters in like that sort of capitalism. It's like, we have to show growth so that we can get more funding, so that we can show more growth, so we can get more funding, so we can ultimately, you know, cash out for billions of dollars or whatever, rather than just being like, okay, well, this is the thing, that this is the lane that we found that people actually want to use us for. So
and now they're switching
lanes.
Might
as well follow that. Yeah, they're swerving hard into the lane next to them without really checking their blind spot. Let's keep this metaphor going. Larry David was trending this morning because he had a run-in with Alan Dershowitz at a grocery store on Martha's Vineyard. I don't know. Like, part of me, I'm like, yeah, this is cool that Larry David is who he is on Curb. Like, he just was like, told him that he's disgusting. At the same time, like, there, if you read the story, they're apparently, they were buddies before.
Right.
So that's not great. I guess all rich people are just friends with one another, because having richness in common is like
the
more significant than, yeah.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, at a certain wealth level, your enemies are all the same people. So.
But here's how the exchange went. Dershowitz told David, because he apparently tried to say hi to Larry David. Larry David kind of ignored him. Dershowitz said, "We can still talk, Larry." And Larry David said, no, we really can't. I saw you. I saw you with your arm around fucking Pompeo. It's disgusting. And Dershowitz was like, "He's my former student at Harvard Law. I greet all of my former students that way. I can't greet my former students." And then David said, "It's disgusting. Your whole enclave. It's disgusting. You're disgusting." And then Larry David walked away. Alan Dershowitz took off his t-shirt to reveal another t-shirt underneath that says, "It's the Constitution, stupid."
Also, and then he kicked rocks. He hopped in the whip. And what did they say? How do they describe his exit?
Drove off in an old dirty Volvo.
He pulled out the gag t-shirt after the argument and then hopped in his Volvo and peaced out.
Novelty t-shirts is amazing.
Didn't he corroborate
the highest
this?
Form of communication? Yeah, he corroborated all
this.
He was
like, yeah, my wife got me this shirt. And you're like, oh my God, none of this is made up.
First of all, I don't think the Constitution has anything to say about your ability to hang out with celebrities who you think are cool, or them not thinking you're cool and not inviting you to dinner parties that you want to go to. And just having the fact that he keeps it on him, keeps the novelty t-shirt on him, always ready to clap at a moment's notice is amazing.
Instead of some thug type dude lifting his shirt to let you know what he's got in his waistband, Dershowitz just lifts his t-shirt to reveal that he has another little joke t-shirt on underneath. And you're like, hey, don't fuck with him. You don't want to smoke with Dershowitz.
Whoa, 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 man. Hey, all right.
Whoa, whoa, easy, man. It's a kid's birthday, man.
Don't
fucking wave that shit around in here.
And also, so we haven't heard much about the Greg Gutfeld late night show since it came out. I thought we had heard that it got canceled, but maybe that was wishful thinking. I don't know. But apparently it just surpassed Stephen Colbert in ratings.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the highest rated late night talk show.
Yeah.
So I think we need to promise to our listeners to watch one of these and kind of give our analysis.
I can't. I mean, what? How? I also, like, for the people who are in that writer's room, like all these other late night shows, I don't know what kind of existential dilemma you're having at the moment. We're like, this is like anti-comedy on this other show and it's getting more ratings, but it clearly doesn't matter. Yeah, because I remember the initial reviews were like abysmal and the ratings were super low. But I guess, you know, it's like any great album. Sometimes it might not make a bang in the beginning and then it grows on people.
Right.
And then it becomes the anthem. But yeah, I guess I could abuse myself further and watch a few minutes of it.
I won't put that on you, but I will watch an episode of this at some point in the next year. And
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I want to see, because we've seen in the past, like Huckabee's style of humor. We've seen what the gist of shows like this are. But watch, that's not, I was making a joke. I'm like, watch, you got Louis C.K. in that, right? They have a lit ass writer's room of like canceled producers.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back, and Mo Brooks is trending, the dude who was really a big part of like getting people whooped up for the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah. The one who's getting sued, dodging subpoenas, who wore a bulletproof vest. On January 6th. Yeah, it was very peaceful. Very peaceful. He's now trending because he put out a statement in regard to this DC attempted bomber situation, and was basically saying some shit like he understands the frustration that this man is feeling. and completely legitimizing this shit.
Yeah, because the guy said that, like, the South is coming for you, Joe Biden. So,
yeah.
Mo Brooks has to, you know, represent.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, throw more fire on the gas fire along with gas on the fire. Just whatever to do to exacerbate the situation.
Right.
I mean, yeah. That's why it's just so frightening. You know, this is it's not going to end. There's still plenty of people in Congress who are willing to rah-rah this shit and only make people feel like this is the norm and appropriate and an actual way to do things. I don't know. We'll see what kind of action was taken against him, but I doubt any, because these people can't even punish the January 6th people properly. Like, to the point where there was that one judge a couple weeks ago was like, why are we only how come this seems like we're letting a lot of people off light for what happened and the cost to the taxpayer for this event? What is happening here? So, you know, America shows its soft spot for white supremacy.
I'd ask you right back. Why aren't we charging Antifa for January 6th, bro? Eternals is trending. They just dropped the final trailer before the November release. This is from the director of Nomadland. I want to like this movie. I like it in theory. I'm into the idea of, like, you know, creating a franchise based on a lesser known comic that's, like, you know, continues on and people find new superheroes and there's a couple good comedic actors in it, but this trailer is just like a lot of laser eyes and like big mythical monsters and like
you've got Betty Laser Eyes.
Yeah, my favorite song. It just feels like the sort of thing Brett Ratner could direct when you're showing me a bunch of laser eyes.
This is the Chloe Zhao movie, right?
Yeah, this is Chloe Zhao.
Yeah, I was just reading this thing about how China has, like, basically stopped approving MCU films over there.
Really?
Yeah, like, as a way to kind of, like, push back.
What are they, like, pushing back on?
I think it's probably a number of things, like the messaging in it and maybe the people. Because they said that Chloe Zhao's Oscar win was, like, censored in China.
Wow.
Essentially, it all stems from this interview she gave in 2013 where she had said that, like, she was talking about her upbringing and, you know, adolescent years as a, like, teenager in China, and referred to China as, quote, a place where there are lies everywhere. And ever since then, it's been a rocky road. So, yeah, I'm curious how much Disney's like, oh God, we're really counting on that market to make these things pop. But yeah.
And so they're not allowing Eternals to come out
as of right now. It seems like they're not interested in showing the film there or having any marketing around it.
I feel like we should come up with a different name for authoritarians, because authoritarian makes it sound like they're just, like, kind of this, like, unflappable stoic, like, my authority, and they're just, like, so messy and sensitive. Super producer Brian said insecuritarians, which I think is very good. Insecuritarians. Yeah, all right, and finally, Westworld is trending. Why is Westworld trending? We got a season 4 coming.
This is an article about Disney and how they're trying to make their experiences more next level. And from this New York Times, I think people are quote tweeting this New York Times snippet. This is, quote, Disney wants the robots in its parks to come alive. One goal: setting them free from the confines of the rides and letting them wander walkways to turn the parks into, as one executive put it, inhabited places.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Inhabited places.
That's an accident waiting to happen. So people are like, okay, Westworld. Sure. I don't know what kind of. I don't think I need that. I'm not necessarily. That's not going to make my experience better at a place like, oh shit, the robot just straight up hopped out this fucking ride like some fucking horror movie.
And inhabited, like, implies that they have, I don't know, that's such a creepy way to put it. It makes it, like, it implies cognition and, like, a culture almost, like.
Right.
Inhabitants.
Mm-hmm. Once once deserted wastelands now thriving and being inhabited by fucking semi-sentient robots.
Right.
Who just want to have a good time with your kids. But steer clear, if one of their battery packs runs out, that's a 3,000-pound block that's going to fall on someone. So.
Wow. All right. Well, that's terrifying. those are the things that are trending, though. So we are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.